This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 772, Fix and Repair, How They're the Same and How They're Different.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, we answer a question from our listener, Andreas, about fix versus repair. Can they always be used in the same way? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I am good. How are you doing?
Hey, not bad. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Well, are you good at repairing things around the house if they break? Or does your husband do that? Or how does that usually work around your house?
I'm not good at it. I would hurt myself right away if I tried to do anything. But no, my husband's pretty good at it. Not too bad. Yeah. Are you good at that stuff?
No, I'm horrible at that. And when I was growing up, my dad also was not good at it, you know, in our house and our family. Yeah. So he would just call, you know, people to come in and help. But that's okay. You know, sometimes you got to know your zone of genius. And if it's not being handy, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to kind of just admit it to yourself if that's not your strong point, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I just said some people. So basically, like, if your strong point is not being handy, I said handy. So some people are just really handy. I mean, what does that mean?
Well, if somebody is handy, I think that, like, they're good at working with their hands, right? Actually handy, which is kind of funny if you think about it. And fixing or repairing things. And it comes naturally to them, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, but for other people, not so much, right? So, Michelle, in that little conversation, we use the words both fix and repair. I mean, in that conversation, did they mean the same thing?
In that conversation, yeah, they do pretty much mean the same thing, right?
Yeah, but in general, do they always mean the same thing?
I would say pretty much, but they can't both always be used in the same situations.
Exactly. You got it. So this is going to lead us into today's question. So today, guys, we're talking about the differences between two subtly different words. But to really understand this, guys, and practice it, you need to get yourself a tutor. And you can get that tutor at italki. So go to allearsenglish.com/italki. You do want to register there because you'll get the free $10 credit from All Ears English and italki, right? So register there, buy your first lesson, and then they will send you a $10 credit. Very cool. Okay.
Awesome.
So who asked the question today, Michelle?
Today, the question is from Andreas.
Andreas, okay. Andreas, so, yes. Michelle, would you be able to read the question from Andreas? That would be awesome.
Absolutely. Okay. Cool. Here we go. Another pair of words would be fix and repair. To a German speaker, repair is usually the first choice since we have a similar word for that in German. But I hardly hear Americans use this anymore. They always seem to fix anything that's broken. Thank you very much. Keep on going. Best regards from Germany, Andreas. Okay. Thank you, Andreas, for that question.
I know. That's a good question from Andreas. Andreas had asked another question last week, so that's great.
Yeah.
So Andreas, I mean, what is he saying basically about fix and repair?
I mean, he's saying that in everyday speech, he hears people saying fix what's broken. He doesn't really hear people saying repair.
Yeah. I mean, so we can break down a few differences. I mean, they're kind of marginal differences. They're not super important, but you know, they are different. So first and most obvious difference, Michelle, what is it?
Repair is more formal, right?
Yeah,
Lindsay?
Sure. So I think that repair would be like written on a receipt where uh-huh. you're stating what was done. Like if I'm a car repair person and I own like a garage, you know, and someone brings their car in, I'm going to write on the receipt, I'm going to write repaired transmission. I'm not going to write fixed transmission.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Fix sounds more amateur, I think.
Exactly. It sounds much less professional. Okay. Yeah. So that's the first thing. And then fix. What about fix, Michelle?
Well, fix could also be used to talk about car repairs, but it might be used by the owner of the car, right? So like, can you fix the transmission?
Yeah. So you might take it into the garage and even the garage attendant, the repairman could say, sure, I can fix it. But on his receipt, again, it's going to say repaired transmission. It's not going to say fixed transmission.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That I see is a big difference. So it's kind of like in places where things are written and more professional, you're going to see repaired. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And also like, mm-hmm. I feel like fixed can be used in situations where you're not dealing with physical things. Right?
Lindsay? Yes, that's huge. So that's another huge difference that I see here. For example, a relationship, right? Someone cheated on someone else and the cheater says, please, I can fix this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of things. Like it makes me think about the brand called Stitch Fix. Have you heard about that? Stitch Fix?
It sounds really familiar, but tell me about it.
So it's a new brand. I have a friend who was using them a couple of years
yes.
ago. It's for people who like kind of are in their 20s and 30s, but they don't have the greatest style and they don't have time to go shopping. And so they have you measure your body and then you tell them what your style is. Like, are you sporty? Are you femmy? What are you? And then they choose outfits for you. They send them to you. You try them on and you send back what you don't want. What do you think about
that?
Cool.
I mean, that's cool. I would do it if I need someone to style me up.
I do too. I feel like when I thought about doing it a few years ago, it was just a little bit expensive, a little bit out of my price range, but I feel like it's a good idea. I need a style consultant.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if like I weren't me, like if I were somebody like really stylish, like what would I be wearing?
I know.
Like, what would someone else do with me? You know?
Exactly. So fix can be used. So, right, the name of this brand is Stitch Fix, right? They're trying to fix your style and make you more stylish, right?
Yeah.
And so that's talking about how fix can be used not just physical for repairing physical things, right? Relationship, your style. And what's another example in politics?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh, in politics. Well, there's a famous quote by Trump at the Republican National Convention. What did he say, Lindsay?
Well, he said something along the lines of this. He said, like, this was last summer. He said, nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it, right? It's kind of a scary quote in my mind because it just signaled this idea that this superhero is going to come in and make all these. Yeah. He just had no idea what he was getting into. Completely naive.
Yeah. It sounded like you were starting to go for a Trump impression there. Lindsay,
I was trying to.
But then you like went away from it.
I shied away. I was afraid.
You were like, uh-oh. bad ideas.
Oh, gosh. I can't even. Oh, don't even get me started here. Don't get me started. But anyway, so that's a famous quote. So that's a good example, guys. Yeah. So he's going to fix the system, right? And would it be weird if he said, I alone can repair it?
I think it would have been weird. I mean, although it was an informal speech, right?
That's true. It was. But I think, again, repair the system. It just doesn't feel very smooth when you say that. I suppose it wouldn't be incorrect, but again, it just doesn't flow very nice. I alone can repair it. Strange. It also makes me think of physical things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And also, I think that, in politics, sometimes the most formal language isn't necessarily used because, you know, you want to be relatable to, you know.
Mm. Oh, sure. That's
right.
A good point.
So like, it's not. So even though it's formal, and I mean, I think Trump is famous for this, is really like using his language to, you know, not being too formal because it's not often relatable. And politicians, you really got to be relatable. And so people, the people who like Trump like that about him, that he, you know, speaks like a regular person.
Exactly. I mean, that was the name of his game. That was his strategy. That's what got him in the White House. And that's why someone like Mitt Romney didn't get in the White House, because Mitt Romney never became relatable. He always, he's a very wealthy man, as is Trump, but he just never knew how to kind of tone it down and talk to the people as a person.
Yeah, so I think fix would have been the right choice in any case, but I think if you're looking for a little bit deeper of a reason why, you know, maybe another politician would have used repair, but in a slightly different way. I don't know.
That's a really good point. Yeah, I think that's a really important point right there. So we're speaking to the idea of like formal versus informal too. So there are a couple layers here, guys. It's really interesting when we take two words and we really break them down and look at them closely. Okay, so we're going to try to make this more clear through this awesome role play, and we're going on a road trip. Because I missed my road trip from last summer. I miss it so much. I miss that feeling of the open road, exploring, you know, just the wind in my hair, the sunshine. I miss it so much. So anyways, we're going to relive it.
Okay.
Okay. In this case, Michelle, you and I are on a road trip going across the...
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. And we're in Utah, but we're having car troubles.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So... Wow, Michelle, can you believe the views out here? It's like we're on the moon or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought the first time I came to Utah.
How many miles until the next gas station? We're running on empty.
About 30.
Boop, boop, boop. what was that?
I don't know. Let's stop and see.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, something is dragging from the bottom of your car.
No way. Is it the transmission? I had that fixed before I left. The repair place I went to charged me $800.
Well, I think it broke again. No worries. I have AAA.
Great. Maybe we should also have them bring us a canister. It's so desolate out here. Who knows where the next gas station is?
True.
Okay.
You dropped a transmission in the desert of Utah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so beautiful. Guys, if you get a chance to visit the American West, definitely go to Utah because it's the most amazing scenery. Have you ever been out to Utah, Michelle?
No, I haven't been to Utah, no.
It's so amazing. It's so beautiful. I feel like I need to live out there at some point. It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So let's go through this conversation. So we used both words, right? So where do we use fix?
Okay. I said I had the transmission fixed before I left.
Right. So you're saying it casually. It's again, it's just like a part of the car and you had it fixed. You could have said repaired, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But fixed definitely sounds more natural here.
Exactly. And then I said this repair place I went to, right? In that case, it's being used a little bit differently, right? But repair place, again, I wouldn't say this fixed place, obviously, but we're pointing towards the idea that when you bring a place to have it done professionally, you're getting repairs, okay, on the car. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So that's that. I mean, I hope this is clear, guys. The difference, if it's not, you can come back to our blog. You can type in 772 and, you know, write in your follow-up question and ask us your question, okay, so we can be more clear.
For sure.
Michelle, what should our listeners remember to do?
Guys, remember to hit subscribe on your podcast player to make sure you're always in touch with us, okay?
Exactly. That's very important. You want to make sure you're in touch with All Ears English. So hit subscribe so you always hear from us. Also, if you're taking IELTS, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. And we are out of here for today, Michelle.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.